wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. We're still here. And folks, this is Pledge Week. Pledge Week. Now tonight we have back in the phone booth, way back yonder in the phone booth, we have Randy, and we have Eric, and then we have the Ritzes. That's right, Ron and Barb, the Ritzes are here tonight to help us out as we do the last night of Pledge Week. We've got less than 2 hours to raise the rest of what we have to raise. So the phone number is 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. And we have in the glass cage between here and there, we have none other than Josh Booth. Say, hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Okay. See, I told you, boy, we got it together here, folks. All righty. So the phone lines are open, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And Big John McTurnan. Where's McTurnan? Big John, are you there?
Pastor Ernie, I'm here.
Good. Well, I'm glad. I always want to know where you're at.
My guardian angel.
Yeah, hey, listen, what we got to do, we got to start out, we got to pray for little Lisa. Little Lisa is not doing good. She's got upper respiratory on top of her other ailments that she has. So she has COPD and upper respiratory now. She is not doing good. So we need to say a prayer for her. And so I'm going to ask everybody out there to join me in a prayer for Lisa tonight. We kid with her all the time. And Lisa, I always kid, she's like Granny. And I used to be the Beverly Hillbillies. She's romping around here all the time. And now, and John, unbelievable. The amount of work she gets done for someone with her physical condition, it's just unbelievable that she can do what she does. So I want to ask everybody out there to join us in prayer tonight. Would you do that? Let's pray for Lisa. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just want to hold Lisa up tonight. Lord, she loves doing the Lord's work. She loves being here. She loves in the ministry more than anything else. She just loves being here all the time, always willing to work. Far beyond her physical condition as she goes. So we would ask, Lord, tonight, Father God, that you might just touch Lisa, just touch her, that she might receive a healing and might receive blessings in every area where she can receive that healing and that blessing. And, Lord, for everybody listening to me right now, everybody out there, We're asking that you turn their desires towards you more and more every day in every way. And this we ask in the name of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. We have John in West Park pledges 100. Thank you, John in West Park. All right, so there you go. We have our first pledge in tonight, and we got to keep them coming. We got to keep them coming tonight. Let's finish strong. 888-281-1110, especially with MasterCard or Visa, with credit cards, or 888-677-9673. John, let's get into the scripture. The title of the message this week was Four Levels of the Dark State. Four Levels of the Dark State. And we're ending tonight. We're going to pick it up where we left off in Matthew chapter 16. And starting with verse 13 all the way through verse 20. So can you get there in that mechanical Bible of yours?
I'm there, Pastor Ernie, ready to go.
All right. Let's do it verse at a time, okay? So go ahead and read verse 13.
When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?"
Okay, so the topic or the question there is what? It concerns the identity of Christ, right?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and see, because what we're getting at here is there are people that teach that the church was built upon Peter, okay? That Peter was the rock upon which the church was built. But let's take a look at what the Lord Jesus himself says, right? So go ahead and read verse 14.
And they said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, others Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets."
Okay, so again, what is the question or the topic of the question? It is the identity of Christ, is it not?
Yes.
Read verse 15.
And he saith unto him, "But whom say ye that I am?"
Again, the question is the identity of Christ. Go ahead and read 16.
And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God."
One more time. The question is, the topic is the identity of Christ. Read the next verse.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven."
Revealed what? The identity of Christ. So you got verse 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Five verses, and the whole topic is the identity of Jesus Christ. Now, go ahead and read verse 18.
And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Okay, so now he said, I say unto thee, thou art Peter, or Petros, Petros. Petros means a stone. It means a stone. And upon this Petra, this rock, Petra, I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So is Jesus saying the church is built upon him, the living Christ, or was the church built upon a dead Peter?
Well, it's built on who he is.
The fact that he is the Christ, the Savior, the Messiah.
Yeah. Right, right.
Okay, so how do you get out of, how do some people get out of this that the church is built upon Peter?
I don't know, Pastor Ernie. I have no idea.
Okay. So here again, when we say, because there are those that say, no, that word Peter there, Petrus, means the rock. But do you know who it was that said that name Peter means stone? Turn to John chapter 1 and read me verse 42.
All right. I'm at 42 right now. And he brought him to Jesus And when Jesus beheld him, he said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which by his interpretation, a stone.
So Jesus referred to him as the stone, right?
Yes.
Do you know who else referred to Peter as a stone? Peter.
No.
Peter referred to himself as a living stone.
Okay.
Okay, so now we go back over to verse 19. And read me verse 19.
Oh, back to Matthew?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Matthew 16 and verse 19.
Okay, let me get back there. I'm at there now. "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou loosest on earth shall be loosed in heaven."
Okay, now let me ask you this. Who is it that has those keys of the kingdom of heaven?
Jesus Christ. He's got the keys of death and hell. He's got the keys of everything.
Well, let's read that again. Read that very clearly. "I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Now, what are the keys of the kingdom of heaven? How do people get to heaven?
Through faith in the Lord, Pastor Ernie. That's the only way.
So the keys he's referring to is to be evangelized, the witnessing process, those that witness the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I've got the keys to the kingdom of heaven. We're going to be doing that tonight before we get off there. We'll have you to give an invitation tonight.
Okay.
So you have the keys.
Yeah, because we go back up on that, Pastor Ernie, and it says, Peter says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God."
Yep.
And that's the key to this whole thing. That's he came into the world that we may have eternal life.
Absolutely. So the witnesses, the ones, the fact that we have the witness of Christ, we have the keys. Now, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whosoever shall loose on earth, or whatsoever shall be loosed in heaven." He's saying that you are going to, he's telling the apostles here, that remember he told them, don't worry about what to say, because it's already been decided in heaven. It's already been decided in heaven what you're going to say and what you're going to do. It's already been decided, bound in heaven, and it's already been loose. So you're going to do what has been decided for you by God through the Holy Spirit. In other words, you could write that as by saying, "Whatsoever thou shalt bind on shall be bound on earth is already bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth has already been loosed in heaven." That's what he's referring to when he said not to worry, okay, because you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit when he sends these guys out. Then he says, then read verse 20.
"Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ."
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is there any place in the Bible that the records anywhere or any indication that the disciples ever acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ prior to this confession of Peter's? Although they obviously they realized it, right? Or they wouldn't, Peter wouldn't have made that, okay? And so, you know, by this stage of Christ's public ministry, he planned to concentrate on what teaching and training the disciples for their future ministry. So this is why he didn't want any interference in that. That's why he says, "And he charged his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ."
Well, he revealed himself, Pastor Ernie, at the appropriate time, and that's when he entered into Jerusalem on the donkey.
Yeah.
And that's when he was proclaiming himself as the Messiah.
Yeah.
But the disciple, the disciples knew that before.
Right. Well, yeah, this is why he says, tell no man who am I. See, he's asking the question to them to see what they knew, okay? But by this time, none of them had proclaimed that he was Messiah at this time. And so this is why he was asking them, who do you think I am, right?
Right. Right.
All right, well, I got to give the number out. Yeah, eight. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, go ahead, Pat. Well, apparently there had been like a crescendo building in his ministry, and people were beginning to ask all around and all through Israel who he was. And that's why the Lord asked Peter and the disciples there who he was.
Well, do you think that because, you know, they studied the Old Testament, the people like Nicodemus and others are saying, hey, wait a minute, there's something very familiar with this Jesus fellow and the teachings of the Old Testament about Messiah. Do you think Nicodemus and some of these were starting to catch on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We know in John chapter 3, when Nicodemus came to Jesus at night, about him, about who he was.
So what about Sanhedrin, the Cephas and these people, or Caiaphas, they had to know. They knew the scriptures too. They knew about Isaiah chapter 53. They knew about that. And so what did Caiaphas say? It's better that one man should perish for the nation than the nation should perish for one man, didn't he?
Yeah, that's after the Lord raised Lazarus from the dead. And that was just about a week before he went to the cross, Pastor Ernie. And his fame spread abroad because there were apparently a big crowd there, but some of them were spies for the Pharisees. And they ran and they told the Pharisees what the Lord had done. And the Caiaphas said that, but also he said, the Romans would come and take our positions away.
Yeah, I know that.
Didn't care he raised Lazarus from the dead. They cared about them remaining the high priest.
I know, but see, my point is they had to understand.
Yes.
They knew the scriptures. They knew that Jesus Christ, this man that was before him, had just raised people from the dead. Now, guess who raised people from the dead? The first to do that would be Messiah, was it not? Other than the Old Testament prophets, Elijah raised some people from the dead.
Right.
He was doing the miracles. He was doing the miracles that the Bible said he would do. Now they knew too. Did they not know when they were yelling, crucify, crucify? Were they not totally aware of all of Isaiah 53?
They sure were, Pastor Ernie, and again, they didn't care because they wanted the power. It would be they did not want to submit themselves to Jesus as the Messiah of Israel.
So they were not looking for the Messiah of Isaiah 53, but they were looking for the Messiah of Revelation chapter 19, the conquering king, weren't they?
That's exactly right. They were looking for a political. They weren't looking for necessarily for someone to save them from sin. They were looking for a political Messiah to establish the kingdom of David here on earth.
Someone that would overthrow the Romans, huh?
Right.
All righty. We got to give that number out, 888-281. 1110, folks. This is our last night. We don't have that much time. We got about an hour and a half tonight to raise what we need to raise. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I want to thank all you folks this week that helped us to pledge, that your pledges, because But we needed it to stay on of the stations that you're listening to us on right now. So, again, the number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Very quickly, I'm going to give a quick leadership training for ballot issue one for here for the state of Ohio. This is extremely, extremely important, John. This ballot issue one, that we vote this thing down, vote no, no, no. It is right now, it is legislation right from the pit of hell. It's like the Communist Party went right to the gates of hell and knocked on the door and said, give us the most sinful legislation you can give us. Let us hurt the people as much as we can hurt them. Take away all parental rights, more abortion, more trans surgery, everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin. We want. This is what the Democrats, and they are running. John, you ought to see some of the ads that they're running on TV. These ads are absolutely false, fake. These people have no limit to their ungodliness, no limit to their ungodliness. And now, do you know what they're doing? They're stealing signs. We have signs we put out all over. So, folks, listen, out there, if you witness anyone stealing a sign, you see them pulling them out, try to get their picture. Try to get, if you can, try to get their license number, if there's a car there, license plate number of car, and we will prosecute. Now, for folks out in the Geauga County area, okay, if you want a yard sign for your yard, to place in your yard, call the church at 440-338-1367. Call the church at 440-338-1367. And we will get you a yard sign out there to put in your yard. Like I said, we're watching it. The only ones they're not stealing are if they're close enough where they think someone from the house may see them or someone from the highway may see them. Other than that, anyone that they think they can steal, they're stealing. And this is they're doing exactly what Democrats do, and they're following the teachings of Karl Marx, which are totally in opposition to whatever God's Word, the Bible, teaches. That's what they believe. And so we're up against a fast break, Josh. We'll be back, folks, right after this with more. Don't go away.
This crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they woke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. When they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way out. When the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this. back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're mad. Is right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more back. And we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore.
We will not comply. Get the message out there, Joey Biden. We're not going to comply. You guys can try to bring your masks back. You can try to bring your killer shots back. We're not going to comply. No, we aren't going to comply. Not. And so, anyhow, folks, if you're listening to the podcast, those of you listening to the podcast after the program or tomorrow, we know that that number that you would call if you want to get a yard sign, especially if you're out in the Geauga County area, that number is 440-338-1367, 440-338-1367. All right, we got Pam in East Cleveland pledges 100. Thank you, Pam. And Bonnie in Sydney, Ohio pledges 50. Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you, Pam. Okay, 888-281-1110 is the number, 888-677-9673. John, do you know that Zelensky, Ukraine has asked Marina Abramovich to be the ambassador for Ukraine? John, tell the people about that woman.
Mr. Ernie, this is mind-numbing. And in addition to this, he also has some transgendered American as his spokesman. Did you pick that up, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah, I know. This is Democratic Party stuff. This is Joe Biden all the way.
Oh, yeah. Now, in case your listeners aren't aware of her, I had no knowledge of her until the 2016 election.
The spirit cooker. The spirit cooker.
Yeah. Yeah. It came through the emails, Podesta's emails, and she invited him and Hillary to come to one of her spirit cookings. And, folks, this is purely demonic.
We had that in a video, John. We showed that in a video with our the Bible and current events, the horrendousness about it. We showed it in a video.
Yeah, they take all bodily fluids and, like, smear it on themselves and, I think, drink it, Pastor Ernie. And they believe you get – it's purely satanic. They believe you get – spiritual power from these bodily fluids. Anyways, this was invented by Aleister Crowley, who was probably one of the most evil men who ever lived. She's a disciple of his, and obviously Podesta is, and so is Hillary. And now Zelensky wants to appoint her as an ambassador.
Did you see when Zelensky was over here, he made his speech, and he, of course, Obama Biden said, you got to get climate change in there. You got to push that climate change. A lot of us want to make a lot of money. We can make a lot of money by pushing that hoax on the people, like all the other hoaxes. We have John Kerry standing by ready to make a lot of money. Al Gore ready to make a lot of money. But you got to push the hoax, Zelensky. Push the hoax so we can keep sending you more and more of the American money. When we're right about now, we're about to shut the government down because we're such in debt. We are so in debt, okay? This is unbelievable. But again, this is the time. John, this is not a time for us to say, woe is me. This evil day that we're living in, is the best opportunity that ever existed for us to place up crowns in heaven. There's never been more of a battle to fight and a battle to win than there is right now against the darkness. The entire Democratic Party has gone completely dark, completely satanic, and half of the Republican Party has gone right along with them. So this is the time where we stand and we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross. So,
Pastor Ernie, there is no option but to fight. There is none, because these people here, they are manifesting now for everybody to see that's got eyes to see. They are totalitarians. They are liars, just like the communists are liars, just like the Nazis were liars. And they brutalize their way into power. And once they gain power, they destroyed anybody. I mean, when I say destroyed, killed anyone that they viewed was a threat or didn't go along with them. So Stalin and Lenin killed Pastor Ernie, I don't know, 10, 20, no, way more than 10, 20, 30, 40 million. Mayo, Test Hung, he destroyed, I believe, there was a government hearing on it back like in the 1960s. They estimated that the Chinese communists killed 100 million, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, I know.
Million. And wherever they went, Pol Pot in Cambodia and East Germany, Poland, wherever they went, they slaughtered those. So, folks, that's what they have in mind for us.
Stalin killed and he starved and worked to death 60 million. Starved and worked to death 60 million. And I don't know
With the Ukrainians, they resisted him. So it's somewhere between 5 and 6.5 million Ukrainians he starved in the 1930s. They starved to death, literally.
I remember there was a guy that ran his coffee shop. He was from Russia. He grew up during World War II. I spoke to this guy some years ago, and he grew up during World War II in Russia. And we were talking about Stalin, and he said, I said, that guy was a beast. He said, well, he said, I thought he was okay. I says, why do you think? He said, why in the world would you say that when he starved so many people? He said, well, if you didn't get the food, then you didn't like him. But if we got the food, and he said, we didn't starve to death. We got enough food. That's why we liked him. What kind of a mindset is that?
Well, yeah, Pastor Ernie, exactly right. What kind of a mind is that? You know, it's the same thing with the Nazis. If you were a real, if you were in line with Hitler, he was a great guy, and he was killing 6 million Jews and 6 million political prisoners and all. Well, he was good to us. I liked him, you know. That's the same mindset.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And there's a lot of people in America, Pastor Ernie, especially that hard left college mentality, that's where it resides, that may not kill us, but they would go along with whatever the government did to try and destroy us. They would go along with it, just like that man you mentioned.
All righty. John, this week I have pledged $3,000 this week myself. And here I'm going to ask somebody out there, see if there's anybody out there with all, because we're coast to coast, and literally millions of people are going to hear some portion of the program. And is there anybody out there tonight that will match my $3,000 that I pledged this week? Can we find one person to do that, to match the $3,000? Or can we find last night, the last one that called in last night, Anthony from Texas, pledged $1,000. last night. And by the way, praise the good Lord, because it didn't look good. It did not look good for us yesterday. It looked pretty bad. I mean, boy, I'm going to tell you, we didn't think we were going to make it, but not only did we make it, but we actually won 700 over. God bless the folks out there that come in at the last minute they came in. So, do we have any $3,000 matches? Do we have any? We had a $2,000 yesterday. Do we have any $2,000 matches or any $1,000 matches? Or we had one $500. Do we have any $500 matches out there? 888-281-1110, okay? Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Give us a call. We got to hear from you if you're going to keep hearing. All we want to do, John, is stay on that station that we're on. You talk about all we can do is fight, right? Tell me about Ken Paxton. Ken Paxton fought, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, Pastor Ernie. Oh, and he gave a testimony for Jesus Christ. I forgot to tell you that we spoke earlier today. He said that it was Jesus Christ that gave him the victory. And then, we had mentioned this last week, he went on to explain that those that were trying to bring him down with all those lies was the Bush family.
Here, Rhino, Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan fires a warning shot at senators who spared Paxton. Not the end of those who allowed him to keep his office. We'll have much to answer for. There you go. Texas House Speaker.
What's happening is county by county in Texas now. My county just did this the other day. They are censoring him. That's the only thing they can do. The county Republican Party. So that means he cannot speak publicly in the counties. He's being frozen out. And we're hoping that the House of Representatives in the state here will remove him. To show you what kind of a rhino he is, the Texas House is clearly Republican. And what he did was he appointed, I think, about seven Democrats to the head of committees. So like one committee there for education. He pointed a Democrat, and the Republicans won. This guy is a rhino's rhino.
We warned people and warned people and warned people here in Ohio. We shouted it out all the way back to 2016 election. The word got out. I intercepted. The Democrats were plotting to run as Republicans in the primary. They did it in 16, and they did it again, 18 and 20. And in other words, these were Democrats that had run for a long time as Democrats. And then the word gets out, everybody switch over in the primary to Republican. So these Democrats ran, and unfortunately the voters, not being very smart, they just looked at a name they heard a lot, and they saw that there was an R behind the name, and they voted for these. And when the Democrats all knew what they were doing, so the fix was in. And that's how right now we got a number of rhinos in our state house now because of that. So,
Mr. Ernie, there's no end to the demon dens, lying, deception, fraud. There's no end to it. They will do anything, Pastor Ernie, to win anything.
Teresa in Carlsbad, California, pledges 20. Curtis in Washington pledges 150. 150. So thank you. Thank you, Curtis. Thank you, Teresa. Alrighty. Yeah, there is no end. They'll do anything, won't they? I mean, it's just like, you know, whatever God's word, the Bible teaches. So, if I was to say to you, John McTernan, what do Democrats stand for? What is it? What is their platform? What would you say?
Abortion, homosexuality, the whole agenda, and destroying America any way they can.
So you go with abortion, bestiality, sodomy,
the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, if we just go to the Bible, if the Bible calls it an abomination of sin, then that's in their platform, isn't it?
Right.
And they're
right. Whatever God is against in His Word, they are for.
And they hate God, and they hate America, don't they?
Well, yeah, because of our founding and us. So we represent God on earth, right, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah.
The Bible is His Word here on earth, and we believe it, and we live it, and we promote it. So if they hate God, you know, we're the ones in front of them. They can't climb into heaven and kill God or attack God. So we're in front of them, so they transfer that hatred to us.
John, in all the years when you worked for the government, you were a special U.S. Treasury agent for, what, 26 years or so. And in those days, back in those days, there was corruption, but not nearly like it is today. I mean,
not nearly.
I know Ted Gunderson from the FBI, and he was a good, very good friend of mine. I had a number of good friends, FBI agents, and they could hold their head up. At that time, even though there were rogue agents within the FBI, for the most part, they could hold their head up, and they weren't ashamed of the FBI. Today, they're ashamed of the FBI. But here...
You know, Pastor Ernie, years ago, the FBI was generally not liked, and the reason they weren't liked is they were glory hounds. If they wanted to get in on a case, and if they got in on a case, whether it was state or federal, it was always, the FBI raided this, the FBI did that, they raided it, they arrested so and so. When maybe all they did was just stand around, but that was the big take about the FBI. They were glory hounds.
Well, I know there's always been a problem with the local police, local sheriff's departments. You know, with the FBI coming in, because, like you said, they would get the media attention, even if the guys in uniform did the work. And
right, exactly. But you know, that's like a minor type thing. You know, it irritated people, but now it is. This is the fascist stuff. This is the They are the arm now of the totalitarian government.
They're really just a part of the big protection racket for the Biden and Hillary and the Communist Party, aren't they? I mean, that's what they're.
What happened, Pastor Ernie? When we look at Washington now, it's like you take Al Capone and the gangsters in Chicago in 1930. You know, they owned the mayor, they owned the judges, they owned the district attorney, they owned the police. So it's like that whole mentality is just taken over Washington now. It's like Al Capone and the Chicago gangsters.
All right. It appears former FBI DC supervisor DeAntonio was lying to House investigators about the number of FBI operatives embedded in crowds on January 6th. I knew it when I heard him talking. Stephen D. And Tuno, as reported earlier this week, the House Judiciary Republicans sent a letter last Tuesday that includes and transcribes testimony from former assistant director in charge of the Washington field office, Stephen DeAntonio. DeAntonio testified that the FBI had numerous confidential human sources in the Trump crowd on January 6th. In fact, they had so many FBI operatives in the crowd, they had no idea how many there were. Actually, they were. What they did, they wanted to find out for themselves, so they sent memos out to all their agents to see if you were there, okay? And what happened, I mean, the idea was that the agents had the word that they were to go out and cause a problem. This was, this whole thing was a whole false flag operation, a completely... Nancy Pelosi was involved in this. Chuckie Schumer was involved in this. Chris Ray was involved with this. Merrick Garland. By the way, did you see Merrick Garland when he was being questioned by the House? Did you see the tears when he talked about how...
Crocodile tears, Pastor Ernie.
How?
That guy. You know what he did? He goes there and the house excoriates him for what he's doing, and they bring out the truth of what he's doing. He acts like, oh, no, that's not us. He's lying. Every other word out of his mouth is a lie.
He's lying under oath, too. He lies under oath to Congress.
Yeah, right, right. And then he sucks it in, and he goes back to the Justice Department and acts like nothing happened. That doesn't change him one bit, Mr. Ernie. He is an ideologue. He is a hardcore, American-hating, hard-left communist ideologue. That's what he is, Mr.
He reminds me of Anthony Fauci, a real little weasel, a real weaselly little guy. And again, I want to say it every time we can talk, because he has caused so much pain and misery to the Christian patriots on January 6th. And President Trump, the legitimate president of the United States, the legitimate president, has said that he will immediately pardon all of the January 6th protesters once he gets into office. But he also said that we don't have that much time,
that
Biden is destroying, the Communist Party is destroying this nation at a rapid rate, and that we don't have time, that much time for him. We got to somehow stop him between now and then. Now,
Pastor Ernie, it's pretty clear that we have almost a year left. You know, we're just a little bit more over a year before the next election. And these criminals in Washington they're not going to lose the election, Pastor Ernie. They're not. They will do something, what it is. If they can't outright steal it for whatever reason, they'll do some false flag, something. They might even, you know, I'm serious with this. This is after watching them for decades. I think they would start a war. I think they would start World War III, Pastor Ernie, to stay in power. I really do. That's how evil these people are.
Well, they know that Trump is going to keep his word if he says when he gets back into office, the deep state's going to prison. They're going to jail. Hillary, I remember hearing her say, if Trump gets back in, we're all going to hang, and because she knows that she is guilty of high treason, along with Biden and all of the others, they're guilty of high treason. And so this article here says that D'Antonio testified the FBI had numerous confidential human sources. He goes on to say that D'Antonio had quite a record of failures and lies during his time as the FBI. Now, D'Antonio was the head of the FBI's Detroit field office as the Bureau was investigating an alleged kidnapping attempt against Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Speaking of Gretchen Whitmer, Lord's willing, unless the Lord changes it, I'm going to be preaching on the fires of the Jezebel spirit. The fires of the Jezebel spirit this coming Sunday. There's a lot of things about the Jezebel spirit people don't realize. And so that's what Lord's willing. That's what I'll be preaching on. So people say, well, Pastor, would you give us the time and the address? Yes. You folks out there, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry Road. It's Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio. And the zip code there, too, if you'd like to send us a donation, we could certainly use it. We'd like to stay on the station you're listening to us on. The zip code is 44065. Now, I will be preaching on, again, the fires of the Jezebel spirit. There's a lot more to that than a lot of people realize about. Also, we will be showing a film, and I believe that there's going to be from, I think it's 4 to 5, on tactical civics. Now, John, we're going to have, Lord's willing, we're going to have a meeting, a We the People meeting on tactical civics on Friday the 29th, Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 6:30. We've got to take our country back, and we know that that the meetings of Tabernacle Civics shows how the citizens, how we, the people, can work through the system has become so corrupted, John, so very corrupted, how we can get our country back away from the deep state. And so that's what's the plan is.
Well, Pastor Ernie, you were talking about those FBI agents. And who knows, there might have been more as many FBI agents as there was protesters in the White House, you know?
Yeah.
They're called agent provocateurs. That's what they're called.
I know.
So that's what they were. They were in there encouraging people to come through doors or maybe break a glass door and come in and maybe to go into rooms they shouldn't go in, you know? So, and then the government charges them with crimes, which was initiated by the government. So they're agent provocateurs.
You know, just to go back to
what the communists did. That's what the Nazis did.
They are communists. They're communist antichrist system.
Yeah.
This article says, just as the news notes, trial testimony alleges the plot wasn't investigated. We're talking about the kidnapping of that Gretchen. Wasn't just investigated by or instigated by the FBI. The jury hearing the Bureau's informants gave drugs to those who were eventually charged in a plot before recording their conversations and sometimes outnumbered plotters during the meetings. The entire plot was hatched, planned, and paid for and executed by the FBI. Okay, there you go. Under Merrick Garland and under Chris Wray, the FBI has been, again, weaponized against we, the American people. They have become the enemy out there. And those agents that are still patriotic American, those FBI agents that blew the whistles and say, you know what, we're going to do it. We're going to tell the truth. We can't do this. Chris Wray and Merrick Garland says, we're going to make them pay the price. We're going to treat them so bad like what they've tried. We're going to make sure we put the fear into the agents that none of them want to blow the whistle. None of them want to come clean on us. So we're coming up to a break. How much time do I have? I don't. Okay. Anyhow.
When you come back from the break, Pastor Ernie, I'd like to share what's going on here in Texas and the border.
Well, start on it right now because you got a whole minute and a half to do that.
Okay. Well, what's happening, Pastor Ernie, is Biden is really gleefully talking about pouring it on in the border. And what's happening, folks, actually two things are happening now at the border. We are literally losing part of America to like Mexico. The cities along the border are absolutely being overwhelmed now with illegal aliens. And the drug cartels, Pastor Ernie, are all through America now. And I'm sure they're in Cleveland and who knows where others
are. Yeah, they're in Ohio, and Ohio's big on the human trafficking too now.
Yeah. And so I don't care where you are, folks. If you're in Montana or North Dakota or wherever, those drug cartels, they're like a network. They're like a criminal network, and they're under the control of the Democrat Party. So in Texas here, the governor has just declared an invasion by the drug cartels. He just declared it. And Pastor Ernie, the whole nation that will respond. I mean, where the Democrats are, they're not going to respond.
Okay, John, we're coming up to the break. When we come back, let's talk about that because...
What's up, everybody? Okay, do you guys know that even if we all ate the same and exercised the same, that we would all still look completely different? I'm Lacey Green. I'm a super trainer with Body. That's BODI.com. I'm telling you, this is something that you need in your life. The app isn't just about having a perfect body, because what is that anyway? It's about what we call health esteem. Feeling good about yourself right now, just as you are, as you work on the person you are becoming. Using Body's tools to find your version of happy and healthy. Body isn't just some software. It's people. It's trainers, nutrition, and mindset experts, and a community of other people just like you and me. And they even have my program for beginners only, which you have to try, even if you've never worked out a day in your life. I'll get you off the couch and started on day one, finding the joy and dropping the judgment. And don't take my word for it. You can try it for free right now for 14 days at body.com. That's body with an I.com. Let's get up, get moving, and feel good. Woo woo!